啊，第五段啊，就是讲人的区别。
Talk about the distinction of different spirits。
那我们已经知道有大概归纳为四种的灵。
Distinguishing different spirits as four kinds of different spirits。
啊，关于这四种的灵啊，四种灵的名称也很多。
And different names for different spirits。
那么在这个课本里头呢，所记载的，就是这些灵呢，依照他们的特性、他们的功能或者他们的这个荣耀或者他们的作用来称他这个灵的名称。
Spirit are given different names according to its nature, characteristic, glory, and nature。
啊，这个课本呢、所写的大家。看一下都可以的。
We can just take a look on what the book says。
啊，天使的灵、魔鬼灵也是一样的意思。
Similarly, the angel spirit and devil spirit。
那么我们再看第六章。
Chapter six。
真实，这个真实的灵。
The spirit of God。
啊，第一个单元是讲圣灵就是神的灵。
The first chapter talks about Holy Spirit is the spirit of God。
啊，第二个单元是自由拥有的灵。
The second spirit talks about the spirit of self-existence. I am who I am.
第三个单元讲纯粹的活灵。
The third spirit talks about the pure spirit.
第四个单元讲灵怎么来显示。
The fourth point talks about the manifestation of spirit.
再来就是讲真神的灵的工作。
And then talks about the work of the Spirit of God.
在旧约时代，他这个灵的工作是什么？新约时代的工作是什么
？The work of Spirit of God, New Testament and New Testament.
最后谈到真神的灵与教会同在应该有的现象。
And lastly, talk about the manifestation of God's Spirit in the future.
好，我们第一个单元就是说圣灵就是神的灵。
The first unit talk about the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
那么在这个圣经里头说神只有一位
The Bible says God is one
独一无二的
Only one
那既然是这样那是虽然称为圣灵也就是神的灵
And the Spirit of God is called the Holy Spirit
因为神的灵才配称为圣的灵
Because only the Spirit of God could be called
Now, 那么在这里面圣经节来对照
And we have some Bible verses
比如说马太福音第十章二十节
But no Matthew 10:20
主耶稣说你们被交到官府那边也不必忧虑讲什么话
Jesus said when you are handed over to the officials you should not worry about what to say
到那个时候父的灵就会指导你们来说话
Because the spirit of your father is speaking through you
但是路加福音十二章十二节却说圣灵指教你们当作的话
But in Luke chapter 12 verse 12 talks about the Holy Spirit will guide you on the word to speak
同样一件事
Same event
马太福音是说父的灵路加福音说圣灵
Matthew said the Father's Spirit and Luke said the Spirit, the Holy Spirit.
那我们再看罗马书八章九节。
And Romans chapter 8 verse 9.
罗马书八章第九节。
Romans 8, 9.
这里记载是如果神的灵住在你们心里你们就不属于肉体，乃属于圣灵了。
He says, if the Spirit of God lives in you, that you no longer belong to the flesh, but belong to the Spirit.
人若没有基督的灵，是不是属于基督
？Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ.
所以，这圣经记在前面说神的灵。
Verse says the Spirit of God.
中间说圣灵。
In the middle says the Holy Spirit.
后来又说。基督的灵
and all of that is spirit of Christ
灵称不一样
different name
其实圣灵就是神的灵
but rather it is talking about Holy Spirit is the spirit of God
也是基督的灵
it's the spirit of Christ
因为圣灵就是神的灵
because Holy Spirit is the spirit of God
那么基督是因为救赎人类而到 降生到世上。
Christ came to this world in order to save mankind.
然后他升天以后，
and then he ascended to heaven.
他的灵又降下来。
He then again his spirit.
他没有去，圣灵就没有来。
Because if he did not go up, then he would not send.
所以圣灵也可以说是基督的灵从基督那边来的。
You can see the Holy Spirit is from Christ, and it's also from God.
所以这段圣经也告诉我们，圣灵就是神的灵。
So these verses tell us that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
同样是八章的十四节。
Romans 8:14.
啊，十四节和十六节的对照。
14-16.
他说，被神的灵引导就是神的儿女。
Those who led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
十六节说，啊，圣灵以我们的心来同证，我们是神的儿女。
16 that the Spirit Himself testified with our spirit that we are God's children.
前面说神的灵引导，后面说圣灵印证。
They say the Spirit of God, and then they say the Spirit.
啊，这也是告诉我们圣灵和神的灵是相等的。
These teach us that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
那么哥林多前书三章的十六节。
First Corinthians 3:16.
他告诉保罗告诉哥林多教会。
Paul tells the Corinthian church.
神的灵住在你们里面，你们就是神的殿。
The Spirit of God lives in you, and you are God's temple.
那么同样哥林多前书六章的十九节。
First Corinthians 6:19.
说你们的身体就是圣灵的殿。
Your body is the temple of God.
所以神的灵、圣灵同样是一个。
So the spirit is the same.
好，这个圣经只要混出来圣灵啊，这个圣灵就是神的灵。
Lots of verses to prove that Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
我们再看《约翰一书》的三章二十四节。
Let's turn to 1 John 3:24.
约翰一书三章二十四节。
1 John 3:24.
这一段圣经记载说，我们遵守神命令的，就是住在神里头。
For those who keep the commandments of God, live in God.
我们怎么知道神住在我们里面呢？
How do we know that we live, He lives in us? We live in Him.
所以我们知道神住在我们里面，是因为他赐给我们圣灵。
And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit in us.
啊，可见这个圣灵就是神。
So the Holy Spirit is God.
啊，这是神的灵。
It's the Spirit of God.
那么在哥林多前书的十二章十一节所记载。
First Corinthians 12:11.
一切的恩赐就是借着这个圣灵运行而分给个人的。
And all of these are the work of one and the same Spirit.
那么雅各书的一章十七节。
In James 1:17.
他又说是恩各样的美善的恩赐是从这个众方之父那里来的。
And he said, all kinds of gifts, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father and the heavenly light.
这个告诉我们
，He teach us,
父的灵就是圣灵，圣灵就是父的灵。
Spirit of Father is the Holy Spirit.
啊，好，第二个单元。
The second unit.
说我们真神的灵就是自由拥有的灵。
The Spirit of God is the Spirit of self-existence. I am who I am.
当神差遣摩西要到埃及去，这个带以色列人出来。
When God commanded Moses to lead the people of Israel from Egypt.
那摩西问说，如果我到他们那边问说谁差你来，我要怎么回答
？Moses said, if people ask me who sent you, how should I answer them?
那么神告诉摩西说，你就告诉百姓说，那个自由拥有的打发我到这里来的。
And God told him, if you are asked a question, just tell him, the one I am sent you.
自由拥有，自由的并不是制造的。
I am who I am is not the created one.
是自然得有的神。
He is self-existent.
他的生命是无限量的。
His life is unlimited.
万物的存在。
He sustains all things.
万物的来源。
He's the origin of all things.
就是由他所创造，由他来维持的。
He's the creator and the one who sustains all things.
所以他的生活不必靠外面的力量，或者 物质来帮助他。
So his life is not dependent on outside world and the
material things. 不受这环境物质的限制。
He need not to be bound by materialism.
所以他的生活是在于他自己。
So he is on his own.
是自由的。
He is
生活自由，行动也自由的。
He has freedom.
所以在还没有万物以前，它是就有它的存在。
So before creation, he exists.
所以它是永远存在。
So he exists forever.
就是说，它没有生的开始，也没有死的命的结束。
There is no beginning nor an end.
所以圣经记载说，它独一无二的。
Bible says he's the only one that endures forever.
也叫做永生的神。
And he's called the everlasting God.
或者永在的神。
Or everlasting God.
因为他没有时间的限制。
Because he's not bound by time.
时间没有办法来计算他什么时候开始，什么时候结束。
He's not limited by time, so that we cannot say when did he begin to appear.
看一千年好像一天。
1,000 years seems to him just one day.
所以在神来看，
so from God's perspective,
他没有受这个时间的限制。
It is not limited by time.
他的生命是无穷尽的。
His life is without limit.
没有前，没有后。
No, he's no present, no past, no future.
他是说，没有一个时间没有他的存在。
Every time he fills the whole universe in every unit of time.
永远存在，永远不变。
Everlasting, never changing God.
所以说他是自由，就是拥有。
And he self-exists.
他不是被造的。
He is not created one.
那么在这里面，圣经节记载很多。
There are lots of Bible verses.
所以这个神的名叫做自由拥有。
The spirit of God is the God.
那这个圣灵常常记载是从神那里，或是从耶稣那里来。
The Spirit of God is from God, from Jesus.
那么这个神的灵呢，只有一个。
The Spirit of God is only one.
只有一个独一的神。
The only true God.
我们看约翰福音17章。
Let's turn to John 17.
约翰福音17章。
John 17.
第三节。
Let's read.
17章第3节。认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。这里记载说，神是独一的。
接着 ，God。He's the only one.
我们再来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第6章16节。
6:16.
提摩太前书第6章16节。
1 Timothy 6:16.
就是那独一不死、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的。要将它显明出来，但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归于他。阿门。这里说神是独一不死的。
You say God is immortal, he is everlasting.
人又看不到。
No one can see him.
在光那里面。
He lives in unapproachable light.
所以这里说神是独一，就是永有。
You said God is the only God and is everlasting.
那有问题就来了。
And now there's a problem.
因为主耶稣受洗的时候，
When Jesus was baptized,
同一个时间，
at the same time,
有父也有子也有圣灵同时出现。
The Father and the Son and the Spirit manifest all at the same time.
因为一般的这个教会没有办法了解到底神要怎么样叫做一位的神。
Because all the denominations, they do not understand the mystery of the only true God.
时候
，When Jesus was baptized，
在群里这个时候呢，天门开
，And the heaven opened。
那么天开了，这个司徒约翰看到圣灵降在主耶稣身上。
John the Baptist saw the Holy Spirit descend on Jesus。
天父出生了
，And the Father sees。
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我喜悦的。
In whom I am well pleased.
你们要听从他。
You should listen to him.
也是在马太福音第三章。
Here is God on Matthew chapter 3.
我的路加文第三章都有啊。
Luke 3.
那这个事情呢，就是说，耶稣也在那边。
Jesus is there.
那么，圣灵也降下来。
And the Holy Spirit is there.
还有父。出现出生
，and our father sees。
那么一般的人说，哎，父是神。
Some people say the father is God。
一位，
是 only God。一个，
耶稣也是神
，and Jesus is God。
也是一位
，and it's also another person。
圣灵也是神
，the Holy Spirit is God。
也是一位
，and another person。
他就搞迷糊了，他到这个到底怎么样？所以称为三位一体的神。
And they are confused and they call it the Trinity God.
因为根据马太福音28章
It is according to Matthew 28.
那里啊，好像19节、20节
Verse 18-19.
那么这个主耶稣告诉门徒说，去传福音给万民听。
Jesus tells the disciples to preach to all nations.
要奉父、子、圣灵的名为他们施洗。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
他们认为父也是神。
They think the Father is God.
子耶稣也是神。
Son is God.
圣灵也是神
，and Holy Spirit is also God。
那么他就搞不清楚，就叫做三位一体的神。
They're confused, so they call it God is the Trinity。
其实他们也相信神只有一位。
Actually, they believe that God is only one。
他们也是独一神观。
Actually, they call, the idea is also one
to
God。
他不能了解为什么。这个是神，那个神，为什么同时会出现
？But they don't understand why three exist at the same time.
他不能解决
，He cannot solve the problem.
所以呢，他就成为三位一体的神。
So they call God the Trinity God.
其实是相信神只有一位。
Actually, they believe that God is only one.
这个父啊，子圣灵啊的名，其实只有一个名。
Actually, the name is only one for the Father, Spirit, and God. The name is Jesus. Jesus is the name of God. John 17, verse 6.
看一下啊，约翰福音第七章的第六节。
John 17, verse 6.
你从世上赐给我的人，我已将你的名显出来。你的名是父，
的名是父，的名。You did send me and you manifest the name.
耶稣将神的名显出来。
You manifest the name of God.
好，我看福音节。
Verse 11.
从今以后，我不在世上，他们却在世上。我往你那里去，圣父啊，求你因你所赐给我的名，保守他们，叫他们合而为一，像我们一样。我的名
，My name，
我的名，你是谁？我的名
，John 17:11。The name given to me, that is, the name of God.
Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Holy Spirit is the Father, the name of the Father, the name of the Son.
神的灵是耶稣基督的灵。
So the Spirit of God is also the Spirit of Jesus Christ.
因为使徒明白。
Because the disciples understand.
所以使徒是在洗礼，都是只有奉耶稣基督的名。
So when they baptize in the name of Jesus.
在使徒行传的第八章
，Acts chapter eight，
大概到从第十四节到十七节那里有记载。他们奉主耶稣的名洗礼了，但是还没有得到圣灵。
And they were baptized in the name of Jesus, but they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
他们第十章，就是第十章四十四节到四十八节。
The ten verse 44 to 48.
那么这里有一家的人受圣灵。
And Cornelius' family received the Holy Spirit.
那会奉这里的就是犹太人。
Those from the circumcision group, they are Jews.
感觉看到了，感觉稀奇。
And they were astonished.
为什么圣灵会降到外邦人身上
？Why the Gentiles receive the Holy Spirit?
因为听他们说方言。
Because hearing them speaking in tongues.
所以圣灵可以听得到。
Because we can hear the
Holy
Spirit. Peter said,
他们既然得了圣灵，和我们一样。
We receive the Holy Spirit just as we have.
得了圣灵和使徒要一样。
So when you receive the Holy Spirit, you must be as the disciples did,
都会说方言
speak in tongues.
那么我们谁能够禁止不奉耶稣的人为他们洗礼呢？
Who can stop them from receiving baptism?
所以他们洗礼也是奉耶稣的名。
So they baptized in the name of Jesus.
再来就是使徒行传的十九章。
And then Acts chapter 19.
十九章一节到七节。
With 1 to 7.
也是记载做圣灵
So the believers in Ephesus, they did believe, but they were not baptized.
In the right way. 保罗说你们洗礼是什么洗啊？
And Paul asked them what kind of baptism we receive.
所以他们只有悔改而已。
John's baptism is only a baptism of repentance.
然后奉耶稣基督的名为他们洗礼。
And they baptized them in the name of Jesus.
所以
So all the verses record that they baptized in the name of Jesus, not the Son, Father, Holy Spirit. And also in Acts chapter 2, verse 37 to
39.
And the people were pierced by Peter's teachings, and they asked, what should we do? So Peter said, baptize in the name of Jesus. Even though Jesus himself, he said that you should baptize in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, but the disciples understand what it means. But it's the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus' name.
Is
the name of the Father. The name you gave me. The name of the Son. The name you gave me. The same name.
That
is the name of the Lord.
So
you are baptized by the name of Jesus. So in John 20,
verse
31. John 20, 31.
但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。因他的名得生命。
May have life in his name.
神的奇事是要引导我们。
Miracles and signs and wonders are all guiding us to
believe
in God,
Jesus Christ,
so that we may have life in His name. So the name of Jesus can give life to us. Because of believing in Him, baptizing under His name so that our sins could be washed away, and we can have life through His name. John 3:16.
John 3:16. 从十六节看到十八节。
John 3:16-18。
我们就只看十八节好了。信他的人不罪定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。不信神独生子的名。
For those who do not believe the name of the Son of God。
就是说，因为主的名罪得罪，因为主的名罪这个啊得永生得生命。
Because of the name of the Father and the Son, man do have life。
好，我们现在要讲回来。
Now we're coming back.
The
God we believe is not the Trinity God. And we believe in one true God. The same Jesus Christ. Because in different period of time that God has different work to achieve. From the creation perspective, the real viewpoint, and God is the Father. And from the human perspective, that He comes to earth and saves mankind, and He is the Son. The human was the Sons of God, because human
sinned
and belong to Satan. That we call in 1 John 3:8. Those who sin belong to Satan. They cannot be called the children of God.
Because
the life has been alienated from God. Jesus Christ came to this world, and He was conceived through the Holy Spirit, and He came in the perspective from man. The Holy Spirit conceived Him so that He is not under the sin of Adam. Through Mary the Virgin. Not from the marriage union. Because he's the only one without sin. He could be called the Son of God. He's called the only begotten Son. He is the only sinless one who can be used as a redemption sacrifice for
us.
So Jesus Christ comes to this world from a man perspective, a son. When he finished the work of salvation and he was buried and he resurrected on the third day, through 40 days, he manifested himself to the disciples. Before he ascended to heaven, he promised to send the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit did not come, we have no promise and guarantee. The Holy Spirit comes. Is to continue the work, the salvation work of Jesus Christ. And to establish the true church. The Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of the Son and the Father, continue the work of building the church. That is the name of the Spirit is called differently in three different time periods. And so God is one. The same Spirit. But we don't call it Trinity. We call it only one true God.
问题就来了，就是说，为什么？因为神，你说三个就是又同时出现。
He said, "Why is only one God? But why He manifests Himself in three different ways? Three different persons, and Jesus is here. The Son. The Father also speaks. The Holy Spirit is saying." Why they appear in the same time?
无限量。
You know that the Spirit of God is without limit.
无所不在。
It's omnipresent.
充满宇宙。
It's filling everything.
所以呢，同时出现，哪有什么困难呢？
What difficulty you have to appear at the same time?
我们五十个人祷告。
50 people pray together.
同时出现五十个人都有圣灵。
And 50 of us have the Holy Spirit at the same time.
而且都不在同一个地方。
Even though we are not in the same place.
全地球的信徒同时祷告也是啊，都有圣。
All the members, deliverers, and praise, even part of the world, they all have Holy Spirit.
这个联合只有一个。
Only one spirit.
不是有千千万万的灵。
It's not that there are millions of spirits.
对这个联如果认识。
If you understand fully the Holy Spirit.
这个就没有困难。
And we have no difficulty to understand. Just like electricity.
这个电来了，电灯会亮。
And electricity comes, the light bulb will light.
电风琴。也会出声
啊 ，electric organ can sound，
麦克风也会啊发出它的功用
，microphone can work，
啊，电珠也可以召唤
，and also the cooker
功能都发挥出来
，every product has its function，
同样一个电
，the same electricity，
所以同样一个灵
，so the same spirit，
同时出现
，manifesting serving same time。
John 3:13.
No one has ever gone into the heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. The Son came from heaven.
And
he's still in heaven.
Even
though he came down as a human, but his spirit is still in heaven. That is, Spirit of God fills all and in
all.
He can appear in different places at the same time. God is one.
Because就他神的灵就没有时间、空间、物质的隔阂限制。
So the spirit of God is not limited by time, space, and dimension.
因为他是无所不在。
Because he is omnipresent.
所以在这个灵主耶稣洗礼，同时圣灵降临，天父出现没有困难。
So this is what baptized the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They all manifest is no problem.
我们不。称为三位一体的神。
We do not call it a Trinity God.
我们只有相信，神是独一无二，只有一位的神。
Rather we believe God is the only true God.
这样能够听得清楚吗
？You understand?
啊，能够明白啊。好，我们再看第三的单元是纯粹的活灵。
Now we talk about the pure living spirit.
啊，灵就没有形质，无影无踪。
Spirit is without a body and
no track. 肉体可以摸得到。
If you have a flesh, you can touch it.
能够感觉出来。
You can feel it.
但是灵是没有办法摸，没有办法看。
But you cannot touch or see the spirit.
所以神叫我们不要用偶像，也不要用装饰一个偶像或者画一个图来拜他。
That's why God commands us not to make any images.
因为神是个灵
，because God is a spirit，
也没有这个体
，it's no form or body，
这个叫做纯粹的活灵
，that is called the pure and living spirit。
但是圣经里头又常常记载，神的耳朵听义人祷告
，but the Bible records that God ears hear the prayer of the righteous。
哦，神啊，这个。他的膀臂，他的手要拯救谦卑的人。
The arm of God will save those who are humble.
他的眼睛要看遍察全地。
His eyes is over the world.
啊，常常有记载这个人的手了，神的手了，神的眼睛呢？
I recall that God's eye, God's arm, God's
神的耳朵呢？又是这个，就是说。以我们人能够了解的这个事物来说明神他的存在，他的能力，让我们认识。
That is to use the language of human, the things to understand for us to understand the existence of God.
但是古时候就有人常常说我看到神了、啊、我会死的。
In the past, the people said, I see God so that I will die.
因为神有时候会显出人的形状来让人向人显现。
Because sometimes God will manifest himself in form of human.、
哦、那这个就是说、啊、让人来认识他。
That is for other people to understand him.
其实那不是神的本体。
Actually, that is not the body of God.
是个意象而已。
Actually, it's only a vision.、哦
好像一张相片，好像电视那个影片一样。
Just like a photograph or a TV image.、嗯、
所以看到的是一个意象。
So、what we see is a vision.
显形不是说本体。
The manifestation is not actually.
它要成为像我们人一样，要吃东西也可以吃。
He can come down in a human form and to eat something with us.
要你摸到肉，摸到骨头也可以。
He can let you to touch his bone or flesh.
好像像亚伯拉罕啊显现。
Just like Abraham, when God manifests himself to him, and Abraham killed a calf and hold a feast,
让你看不出他就是天使神
so that you not know directly that he is God.
这是有必要性的时候，他用人的形象啊来向人显现。
That is, he will manifest in human form, in if necessary.
啊，那么。什么叫做神的活灵？是纯粹的。
What is a pure and living spirit?
就是没有体，没有啊这个物的这个词。
That is no action, no material, no body.
那么神的活灵呢？啊，就是因为纯粹的，所以没有这个物质的隔阂啊。
So because it's a pure and living spirit, so it's not bound by physical dimension.
啊，因为它是说一个活灵。
Because it's a pure spirit.
这个就是要有两个啊具备条件。
So at least two conditions that must be fulfilled.
第一个要有生命。
The first one is must have life.
第二个要有慧格。
The second is must have person.
什么叫做有生命
？What is the first point have life?
也就是它是一个啊灵的生命。
That is a living spirit.
也就是它有活泼的生活的灵。
That is a living.
不变的
is never changed,
又生又活的
and is a true and living,
永远不死的
never died.
所以他不必靠别人或者靠什么物质来维持他的生命
He need not to be sustained by material and other things
也就是说自己有生命
rather he himself has life
而且还供应宇宙之间一切的生命的本源
and he gives life to everything in the world、
哦、这个就是说他本身就是生命的本源
That is, he is the origin of life.
他能够住籍、啊、能够存在
He is self-existing
第二点就是要有位格
The second point is that he must have personality
人有人格
People, human beings have character
人有神格
God has his own divine
characteristics 好像学生有学生的资格老师有老师的资格
Just like a student has his own requirement or condition and
so, teacher、这个、
has his own
位格就是自由，有这个自由意识。
The personality or character is that God has his own conscience.
懂得我就是我。
He, God said, I am who I am.
很清楚。
It's very clear.
还有自我决议的能力。
He has the ability to make his own decision.
他要做什么
？He can do what his will.
不必商量。
He need not to consult you.
啊，他有办法决定。
He have the method to decide.
他随所决定的是绝对不会错误的。
Because God will not make a wrong decision.
因为他这个人是完全的。
Because his spirit is pure and perfect.
所以他对这个啊、摩西说。
So he told Moses.
以色列人受苦我知道。
I know that the Israelites is suffering.
我要下去。
I will go down.
拯救他们脱离法老的手。
From the hands of Pharaoh.
啊、这个是他有位格就是说他不必受别人的影响或者别人的建议别人的支持他
He has a personality and character that he himself he is independent He need not be influenced by other people
自己知道他存在他的、这个、能力
He know his power and his existence
所以说能支持着他有自我意识和自我决 决定、决意的能力的灵。
His ability to make decisions.
好，我们再看第五点，就是课本啊。好，先这个错就先改一下好了。
Let's correct some mistakes.
啊，中文呢？啊，中文的六十一页。
Now we only talked about the Chinese.
啊，六十一页的这个中第三行。
For English, we can ignore that part.
有一个以下的《使徒行传》十七章二十七节那一句说：“弃人不言，是离人不言，离开的离啊，离人不言，拒绝的离。”啊，六十一页中文六十一页的第三行啊，离人不言，不是弃人不言啊。我们再看这个五十九页，五十九页的啊，阿拉伯数第三啊，这个神是独一的神，为了救赎人类的关系，那个赎不是毒啊。那个熟啊，好，看过来六十二页，六十二页的第三行，中间那里以撒是六十六章那里啊，天是我的脚凳，是地是我的脚凳啊，天地刚刚消完，消完，地是我的脚凳。再来是第四段啊，六十二页的第四段有生命，以下那里有一个零，个人多钱零钱。是贴放人家贴贴钱才对，贴放人家的贴钱，第三十九节才对。啊、哦，那个贴放人家贴啊，再来就是啊，这个六十三页，六十三页，六十三页那个有位格的啊，那个倒数第二行中间那里有一个出埃及记三十三章六节，是三十四章才对，三十四章啊，有位格六十三页呢，阿拉伯第二有位格的最后啊，那倒数第二行。出埃及记三十三改为三十四才对。好，现在我们讲啊，六十三页的这个第五段片在的灵啊，神是片在的灵。
Now it talks about the point E, God's spirit is omnipresent.
片在就是无所不在。
That is, he is everywhere.
他是近的神也是远的神。
He is a God nearby and a God far away.
他是高至高的神，也是啊，这个降看到低最低的神。
And he is the God in the highest, and he also is the God who looks at
the being. 众人之上，也坐在众人之中。
He is above all and in all.
他也是在众人之内。
And he is in all and through all.
所以他啊的潜能托住万有。
His power sustains.Support all things.
那既然这样，他要管理宇宙之间，所以他的灵要充满宇宙。
So he spirit because he controls all universe, so that he fills all.
所以他叫做无所不在的神。
So he is the omnipresent God.
所以你要说明什么叫做遍在的灵
？So you want to explain what is omnipresent?
他怎么能够遍在
？How can he be omnipresent?
第一点
，the first point.
要记录哦。
You have to take
考试会出来哦。
It will appear in exam.
不要只有看这里哦。
Don't just look at me.
考试百分之百会出来哦。
100%, you'll see it.
神的灵是无限量。
God's spirit is without limit.
他才有办法是遍在的。
That's why he could be everywhere.
第二点。
The second point.
他能够称为遍在的灵。
He can be called the spirit of omnipresence.
他不受时间、空间、物质的限制。
He is not limited by time, space, and material.
所以他才有办法充满万有，无所不在。
So that he could be filled all and in all.
第三点。
The third point.
他是遍在的灵，因为他要统管万有。
He is the omnipresent God, the Spirit, because he can rule over everything.
它为万有所本，万有所归。
To all things will come to him, and he is control all things.
第四点
，the fourth one.
因为他是遍在的，他能够遍察全地。
His eyes is watching over everything on earth.
他要按着个人的行为来施行报应。
He will judge everyone according to his own deeds.
如果他不是遍在，他就没有办法遍察全地了。
If he is not omnipresent, he could not judge people.
每一个人的行为，他怎么能够知道呢
？Otherwise, how can he know each individual's different behavior?
第五点。
The fifth point.
什么地方有他的智慧、他的能力所显现的地方？
And wherever it has the manifestation of its wisdom and power,
也就是他的灵在那一边
is the place where his spirit manifests.
神的灵就实际在其中
that God's spirit is in them.
因为这样他才有办法成为遍在的灵
Because of this, he could be called the omnipresent spirit.
第四个单元说神的灵的显示
So the fourth point talked about
revelation
of the Holy Spirit. We have 10 different points.
它显在人的心里
through man's heart.
因为人有良心
because human has conscience.
良心就是智慧之心
that is the ability to divine what is right and wrong.
有拜神的本性
humans have the instinct of worshiping God.
拜神的本能
Instinct of worship,
也就是有宗教信仰。
That is the need for religion.
人心里面有道德力。
And there's a morality in human's heart.
这就是神在人的心里面显现。
That is the way that God manifests Himself in human's heart.
第二点，借着所造的万物来了解它的存在。
The second point, through created things that human can understand His existence.
因为它给各种生物、动物、植物有生活的技能。
Because he gives life to an ability to survive.
就是
many animals
造化的奇妙。
That is a wondrous thing.
让你了解神的存在。
So that you know the existence of God.
第三是借着人的言语。
The third part through human speech.
向古圣徒啦讲话。
And he speaks to the saints in the past.
先贤啊，先知。
He told prophets.
或者第四。
The fourth point.
借着人的形象来显现。
Through the he manifests himself in image of man.
第五。
Fifth point.
借着异梦来显示。
Through dreams.
第六，借着异象。
And then sixth, through visions.
我们来看约伯记。
The son of Job.
约伯记33章。
Job 33.
约伯记33章。
Job 33。
14节。
Verse 14。
14节到18节啊。
To 18。
这里所记载的说，神呐，对人说一次两次，人都不理他。
Here that God speak one and second time, then man pay no attention.
十五节说，当人躺在床上的时候，
in a dream, in a vision,
他就这个用梦和那个意象来开通他的耳朵。
When man sleep, fall deep sleep, and he speak through him in the dreams and vision,
将当受的教训印在他的心上。
And to put the things that he going to teach about them in their heart.
17节说
17,
这个意象异梦的目的是叫醒了人阻挡人不要用自己的谋算行了骄傲的事
That is to turn man from wrongdoings and keep him from pride
第18节说神要阻挡人免得陷到坑里头
And to preserve his soul from the pit
或者死在刀下
to fly from perishing by the soul.
所以我们知道神不会做那个无聊没有意义的事情
We know that God will not do something meaningless
神显现异象
When God manifests in a dream
当你看到
so that you see
或者做了异梦
or you have a dream
这个都有意义的
There is a meaning behind
说要有教训性。
There's a teaching behind.
或者有所启示。
Or there's a revelation behind.
是重要的事情。
And that is something important.
对你个人或者对你家庭。
Important to you and your family.
或者对你的这个生命。
Or to your life.
对你的行为。
To your deeds.
有一个教训。
Is a
message. 警告。
There's a warning.
事情还没发生就告诉你。
And before things happen, he'll tell you.
但是如果人不警醒
But if human is not watchful,
违背天上的意象
go against the revelation from heaven,
那就受灾祸
then we will be troubled.
所以啊，神要向人显现有时候用梦有时候用啊意象
So when God manifests himself, he will sometimes do a dream or in a vision.
这个梦也好几种
Is a group, several kinds of dreams.
有的是幻想的梦
some daydream.
白天有所思，晚上有所梦
or some dream at night because you think too much.
如果你挂虑了某一件事，就会梦
If you worry or think about one thing too deeply, that you have dream related to.
有的因为身体虚弱
and some people because their body are weak.
就整天都在梦
So they dream all day.
而眼睛一闭到就看异象，做一梦。
They close their eyes, they see a vision or dream.
这个身体很虚弱
Because their body are weak.
身体的关系
Because of the health.
另外一种从魔鬼来的
Another kind of dream come from Satan.
魔鬼要来欺骗人
So because Satan wants to
deceive people. 会让你有异梦有异象
They'll let you dream or see vision.
从神来的
But from God.
异梦异象
No matter it's a dream or vision
都是有意义的
That comes with a meaning、
哦、不是没有意义的
Not without a meaning
所以呢我们呢不要追求要做异梦看异象
So we should not pursue、to have more dreams or vision
要让、它自然而然
We let it come naturally
如果异梦异象有看到
If he sees visions of dreams
那就是对他有所意义有所警告
That should be something meaningful and carrying a message
而保罗说他没有违背天上来的意象
Just like Paul said he did not go against the visions from heaven
往往都是那些常常做异梦看异象离开真道了
Often times it's the one who see visions of dreams they are the one who departed from the truth
那将来就将他所看到的来向他为审判的凭证。
So you feel to the dream the vision they saw will be the evidence of justice.
而没有看到的就信了就有福了。
So for those who never see but believe they are blessed.
所以看到异象做异梦要特别小心。
So if you see a vision or dream you have to be more
不要违背天上来神向你显现的这个异象异梦。
Not be against the vision or dream that is from God and from heaven.
所以我们要记住，神没有做那无聊的事。
So just remember, God never do things that without meaning.
异梦让尼布甲尼撒王做了这个梦。
For example, King Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream.
就是警告他。
And that dream is a warning dream.
第一次做的异梦。
Joseph had a dream.
就是指导。神告诉他未来他的前途
Does God talk about his future
应该他要做什么
What is he going to do
所以一定有意义的
So there must be a meaning behind
第七
The second point
神的显现是这个人文有相外
Through our trance
这是在祷告的时候呢这个彼得看到了
trance that Peter when he prayed, he saw something.
然后得到启示就是传福音给这个外邦人第一家哥尼流
and he received the message so that he would preach the gospel to the Gentiles
往往在祷告当中好像保罗说他不知道身外身内就是人的肉体有没有去他不知道他到第三天换成电器
So just like Paul said he didn't know whether he is in the body or outside the body but he is just still like being lifted up to heaven
第八点神的显示呢就是这个灵感
through the movement of the Holy Spirit in one's man's heart.
就是圣灵感动我们,
the Holy Spirit move us.
来明白神的奥秘,
to understand God's mystery.
说出神的话语,
speak the word of God.
大部分圣经都是这样感动写出来的,
and the Bible was written in this way.
第九,
the ninth part.
借着耶稣基督成肉身到世上来,
through Jesus who came to the world in flesh.
让我们看到主就看到神,
as we see the Lord Jesus, we see God.
因为他将神的本性和神的能力, 神的地位显出来,
because he manifests himself.
第十,
the tenth point.
是借着圣灵和我们同在,
through the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
神看不到,
God is invisible.
摸不到,
we can experience the Holy Spirit.
圣灵带给我们真实,
Holy Spirit give us gifts.
引导我们明白真理,
guide us into all the truth.
是给我们有, 辨别诸灵或者一辨三国的恩赐,
give us the ability to distinguish the spirit and cast out demons.
圣灵体会在我们身上辉煌喜乐,
and if we have a Holy Spirit, our spirit will be filled of joy.
圣灵是给我们合而为一的心,
the Spirit of God will give us a unity.
这是圣灵这个神啊向我们这个显现的方法,
that is how God reveals himself.
第六段就记载一些实例,
and it's probably talks about some examples.
神向古圣徒怎么显现,
how did God reveal himself to ancient saints.
那这个自己看就好了,
just take a look.
好, 我们